Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace, underline abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness, underline gift of righteousness, will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ, underline Jesus Christ. So there are three things you have underlined: abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, and Jesus Christ. We will comment on them, but I want us, for starters, to understand when we are talking about the subject of building kingdom or rulership capacity, that God actually wants us to become rulers in this life. Rulers are people who are in charge. He wants us to become people who are in charge, who are in control in this life. Why is it so? It is because Jesus Christ came on earth as the King, and then he died for us just to make us kings and priests. Okay? So, I want us to look at our past. In our past, we were slaves. We were not rulers. We were not kings. We were not in charge or in control. We were slaves. If you like, servants. We were slaves to sin. Okay? And we were slaves to sickness, slaves to situations, slaves to society, and slaves to Satan. Wow. Slaves to sin. In other words, human beings could not help it but to sin. We were slaves to sickness. We could not help it but to be sick. We were slaves to situations. Circumstances was controlling us. We used to say things like, circumstances beyond our control. Should it really be the case? Should situations be beyond our control? But that is the situation that we were in times past. And we were slaves to society. And then finally to Satan. But Jesus Christ came so that what? So that we will become kings in this life. That is what the scripture is saying. That if through the death of Adam, or rather I should say, the son of Adam, death came into the world and death has ruled over everybody. In other words, every human being cannot help it but to die. The Bible says that much more those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. In other words, just as the reign of death, God wants some people or humans as a whole to reign or to rule in life, to be in charge in life. Hallelujah. So two rulers are compared here. The first one is death, physical death. And the second one is what? Us, humans, whom Jesus Christ has placed in a position where we can rule or be in charge over sin in our lives, over sicknesses in our lives, over situations around us, over societies in which we live, over Satan. Hallelujah. So that is what God wants to make of all humans. But there are three things that are needed in order for us to build this ability to be able to reign. Those are the three things that you underline. The first one is what? Abundance of grace. Abundance of grace. Abundance of grace is the main principle of Jesus Christ. So when you see abundance of grace, like in the scripture, it is talking about people who receive Jesus' principles. Hallelujah. Because abundance of grace is one of the principles of Jesus Christ. Actually, it is the keynote principle of Jesus. So when you see it there, it is standing in for all of the other principles of Jesus. So those who receive what? Abundance of grace. Or those who receive the principles of Jesus, they are going to do what? Be able to become rulers in life. So ruling in life is not just I am born again. Hallelujah. You need to receive Jesus's what? Principles. The keynote one is abundance of grace. And number two, the second thing is the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness is talking about Jesus's performance. You see, the gift of righteousness came to us because Jesus on the cross took all of our sins, past, present, and future, and then he became sin. And he gave us his righteousness. That is why the righteousness is a gift. It is not something that you did. The righteousness that is being talked about in this scripture that will make you a king in life, give you rulership capacity in life, is the gift one. Those who receive the gift, the free gift of righteousness. That is talking about Jesus's performance. So you don't need to only receive Jesus's principles. You have to receive Jesus's performance as well. What do I mean by Jesus's performance? I mean what he performed for us, what he did for us on the cross. That is his performance for us. It even includes what he did for us whilst he was on earth. He hadn't even gone to the cross because he came on earth as our substitute or as our replacement. Somebody who is standing in for human beings. Hallelujah. So what Jesus Christ did on this earth, the way that he led his life on this earth has been credited to us. That's his performance. What he did for us on the cross, taking away all our sins, all our sickness, all our shame, all our confusion, taking away our curses, you know, being made a curse on the cross, all the things that he did for us. Those things are talking about his performance on the cross for us. He took away all of these things and he gave us what? He gave us his righteousness, his prosperity, his peace, his health, you know, all of the wonderful things. So the gift of righteousness in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, our text, is not just talking about righteousness in itself, but it's talking about everything that Jesus Christ did for us. Every one of his performance on earth and on the cross for us. But he uses the main one. The main one is what? Giving us righteousness. That's the main one. To stand in for every other performance of Jesus Christ for us. Every other thing that Jesus Christ did for us. Hallelujah. So, you receive, first of all, what? Abundance of grace. That's Jesus' principles. Second one is what? The performance of Jesus. You receive the performance of Jesus, symbolized by what? The gift of righteousness. And then, the third one, I told you to underline, is Jesus Christ. It says that you will rule in life through Jesus Christ. So, it is not enough to receive the principles of Jesus. It is not enough to receive the performance of Jesus. You have to get Jesus Christ himself. So the Jesus in our opening text, Romans 5:17, is talking about the person of Jesus. So three things you must receive. Three things that you will need for you to be able to rule in life. The first one is what? The principles of Jesus. The second one is what? The performance of Jesus. The third one is what? The person of Jesus. Because you cannot receive his righteousness, you know, say that I am righteous. You cannot receive just the abundance of grace and say that you are ready to rule in life. You are not ready. You need his person. You need his person. By his person, this is what I mean. You need him as a person to guide you in order to be able to rule in life. Because you see, you can receive righteousness and decide that you are going to live on your own. Do you know a lot of believers who have received the gift of righteousness? Oh, they are born again, but they are doing their own thing. They live by their own mentality, not by the word of God. They live by their own opinion, not by what scripture has said. They live by their own human wisdom they have learned from some books and from psychology and all that, not by what Jesus Christ has said. You see, these people cannot reign in life, can they? No. Why? Because it is not just receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It is receiving the person of Jesus, having close fellowship with Jesus, letting Jesus be by your side, his person by your side, so that your walk in this life becomes a living walk, a living fellowship with Jesus. You don't put God aside. You don't put Jesus aside and do your own thing as a believer, because Jesus Christ is alive to today. Hallelujah. And he wants to be practically alive. He wants to walk with us. He wants his person to be with us. He wants us to see him as a person who is alive, who can talk to us, who can direct us, who can tell us what to do. It's wonderful. That is how you will do what? Rule over what? Over sin in your life. Rule over sickness in your life. Rule over circumstances or situations in your life. Rule over society or your community in which you live. Rule in Africa. That's the community in which you live. Rule in Ghana. Hallelujah. And finally, you'll be able to rule or take charge over Satan. Otherwise, Satan can put you left, right, center. Although you are born again. So being born again is not enough. It is just like the people of Israel who came out of Egypt. They were redeemed out of Egypt. We put it this way, they were delivered from Egypt, but they were not free from Egypt. You remember that? That they missed even the meals of Egypt. It means they were really not free. Although they were delivered, they were not free. What has God done for us believers? First of all, he has delivered us. The Bible says in Colossians 1, 12 and 13 that God has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. That's the kingdom of Satan, the rule of Satan, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In other words, we have moved from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. We have been delivered from it. But you can be delivered and not be free. Just like Israel, who were delivered out of Egypt, but they were not free from Egypt. Egypt was still lingering on them. Mentally, they were still in Egypt. Although physically, they were out of Egypt. But their whole mind was in Egypt. Even their desire was in Egypt. Even the kind of food that they wanted was in Egypt. So they were delivered, but they were not free. And that is the way that it is with many believers, or with believers, all believers, I should say. We have been delivered, yes, but we are not free. There is a difference between deliverance and freedom. Let me give you two or three examples or things to show the difference between deliverance and freedom. First of all, deliverance, it comes about by Jesus taking our yoke. Jesus takes our yoke, and that gives us what? Deliverance. What is our yoke? Our yoke is sin. Our yoke is troubles. Our yoke is doubts, wrong addictions, fears, worries. These are our yoke. Our yoke, or our burden, what we are saddled with, is fears. We are saddled. Human beings are saddled with fears. They are saddled with lack. They don't have enough. They are saddled with brokenness in their emotions. They are saddled with confusion. They don't know what to do. They don't know what step to take. Confusion. That is our yoke. That is our problem. Our yoke is sickness. It's something that is on our head. It's like they have done what we call a car, and then they have carried sickness, and we are carrying the sickness. Some people are carrying heavy one in their families. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cancers of all types. They are carrying it. Now they are young, so they feel that they can carry it, and they are overcoming those things. But as they grow, then the weight becomes heavier on them. Wow! But that is our yoke. Our yoke is unfulfilled life. Deliverance comes by Jesus taking our yoke, taking our unfulfilled lives, taking our sicknesses, taking our fears, taking our negative addictions, taking our lack, our poverty. That is how deliverance comes about. And he did it once and for all on the cross.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That's how deliverance comes, by Jesus taking our yoke. And freedom comes by us taking Jesus' yoke. Freedom, it comes by believers taking Jesus' yoke upon them. What is Jesus' yoke? His yoke is the establishment of the kingdom of God. His yoke, what he was carrying, the Bible says that the government or the kingdom or rulership shall be upon his shoulders. He will carry it upon his shoulder. The shoulder is a place of responsibility. That's why when you are placed in authority as a leader or as a ruler, they say that they have put something on your shoulders. That is your responsibility, you know. That the yoke of Jesus is the kingdom of God. He says that take my yoke upon you and learn of me and learn of me and you find rest. Hallelujah. So Jesus took our yoke so that we will take his yoke. His taking our yoke brings us deliverance. Our taking his yoke brings us what? Freedom. Now we need to be fair to Jesus. We need to be fair to Jesus because he took our yoke so that we will take his yoke. Don't let him take your yoke and you refuse to take his yoke upon you. He said it. Come to me, take my yoke. Have you come to him and have you taken his yoke? Some people have come to him, but they have not taken his yoke. His yoke of establishing rulership in your life, in your circumstances, in your bodies, in your workplace, in your circumstances. That is his burden. That is what he's carrying. That is his yoke. Hallelujah. So that is the difference between deliverance and freedom. Deliverance comes by Jesus taking our yoke, and freedom comes by us taking his yoke upon ourselves. Number two, deliverance comes as a result of the revelation of Jesus as Savior. But freedom comes as a result of the revelation of Jesus as King or as Lord. Hallelujah. Lordship is talking about somebody who is in charge. Your landlord is the Lord of your land on which the building is. The landlord is the one who is in charge. Hallelujah. Jesus, when you get a revelation of Jesus as King and as Lord, then freedom comes. When you get revelation of Jesus as Savior who died on the cross, then deliverance comes. But there's a difference between deliverance and then what? Freedom. Many people know that Jesus came to take away our sins, but they forget that Jesus didn't just come as a Savior, but he came more so as a Lord, as somebody who should dictate to your life, subject everything to him, and let him rule over you. So freedom comes by the gospel of the kingdom. There is such a thing as the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus himself said it. If Jesus had not said it, then we will have doubts about it. But in Matthew 24 verse 14, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom. shall be preached in this end time to every nation, every people group, and then the end will come. So there is such a thing in the Bible as the gospel of the kingdom. What we are used to is the gospel of salvation. That makes us what? Born again and delivered. But we need to understand that deliverance comes by the gospel of salvation, and then freedom comes by the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Actually, the gospel of salvation is a subset of the gospel of the kingdom. It's a part of the gospel of the kingdom, but it is under the gospel of the main thing is the gospel of the kingdom. And the gospel of salvation is a subset, something small under it. That is why Jesus Christ came as a king in order to be a savior. He came as a Lord in order to be a savior. That is why you cannot be saved, Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you do not confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord. So the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of Jesus being a Lord, being a king, that doesn't suggest, that commands and dictates to your life, rules over you. That gospel is a bigger gospel. The gospel of salvation. When you are getting born again, you must know that you are getting born again under a certain king who saves you and who must rule you. Hallelujah. So that's the difference, the second difference between deliverance and freedom. Number three, deliverance, the third difference between deliverance and freedom is that deliverance comes by the revelation of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Deliverance comes by a revelation of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Freedom, on the other hand, comes about by a revelation of the person of Jesus. Freedom, it comes by a revelation of the person of Jesus. Not just his performance on the cross, but the person of Jesus brings you freedom. Do you know why? Because if you get a revelation of Jesus, his person, then you get to know yourself, because he is your substitute. He is actually your life, Colossians 3:4. Christ, who is our life. So your old life is dead and gone. All things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Your new life is Jesus himself. So when you get a revelation of the person of Jesus, you get a revelation of your person. It's wonderful. It is this kind of revelation of your person that you get from the revelation of the person of Jesus. It is this self-knowledge that will free you from your unspoken insecurities. There are insecurities that people don't talk about, but deep in their hearts, although they come to church, they worship God and all that, deep in their heart, they have insecurities about their marriages. They have insecurities about their jobs. They have insecurities about their ministry, even about their own life. They doubt themselves. But when you know the person of Jesus, you have a revelation of the person of Jesus, not just his performance, it frees you. His performance delivers you, but his person frees you. Hallelujah. That is why for you to reign in life, you don't need just his principles and his performance, but his person also. You reign in life by Jesus Christ. When you have the self-knowledge from knowing the person of Jesus, what happens is that all your negative tensions are done away with. All your confusions are dissolved. All the things that are turbulent in your life that you cannot see, the water seems to be milky. But when you get a revelation of the person of Jesus that impacts upon you, what happens is that the waters of life become very crystal clear. That is why before the throne of God, the Bible says that there is a river that is passing, and the river is clear as crystal. In other words, when you look into the river, you see every stone that is inside. Everything is so clear in the presence of God. When you have the person of Jesus Christ enveloping you, coming upon your life, all of the hazy places in life, hazy aspects of your life, suddenly you see clarity. Suddenly you become very calm because you see into your life Because your life is Jesus' life. And once you have seen Jesus' life, your life, you are not moved when people are being blessed around you. Because you know who you are. You know you are so blessed that the other people should be blessed. Because as for you, your thing is settled. Your life is Jesus. And from his presence, the Bible says, proceeds a river that is clear as crystal. You see through. That is why when the presence of God comes upon you, whether you are worshiping and you are praying or you are reading the Bible, anytime we say God's presence is here, it's not by falling under the power. It is by seeing clarity, your life being clear. Hallelujah. It is where you see that all of the confusion and the people that you thought were giants around you and they were intimidating you, suddenly they become like dwarfs. Suddenly you are not afraid anymore. Suddenly you are bold as a lion. And you go into Monday with strength because you have been fed from the person of Jesus. And from his person proceeds this river that makes our life so clear. It takes away every one of the negative tensions. It takes away all uncertainties. It takes away all the confusion within. All of a sudden, we are filled with some calm inside. You are not moved by what you see. You are not moved by people who are going ahead, so to speak. They may have had promotion. You may not have had promotion. But deep inside of you, there is a certain calmness because you know that your life is on course. You are not moved at all. If you want to enjoy such a bliss in life, then it's not just the principles of Jesus, not just his performance, but his person. There is a gift of God that we receive when we fellowship with his person. That is why reigning in life is not just receiving abundance of grace. It's not just receiving the gift of righteousness, but it is through the person of Jesus Christ. Then life becomes meaningful to you. Then life becomes something that makes sense. Otherwise, without this person, life is meaningless because you are living a false life. The life you are living, the Bible says, has passed away, is dead. You are living a dead life. He is alive. The Bible says that when Christ, who is alive, shall appear, then we shall also appear. Why not? Because he is your life. Where he is, there will you be also. Because you are one with him. He is you, you are him. It is the same one big vine and the branch. There is no difference. The same juice flowing through the stem flows through the branch, which is you. Hallelujah. Wonderful. The difference between deliverance and freedom is that whereas deliverance comes by a revelation of the performance of Jesus, that he was lodged for you, by his stripes you were healed. Performance of Jesus, that was made a curse for you on the cross and all that. That brings you deliverance from curses. That brings you deliverance from sickness. That brings you deliverance from Satan and everything you should be delivered from. But you can be delivered as a believer, but not be free. Just as Israel, they were delivered. Yes, they were delivered. They were no more slaves, so to speak. But it's only in inverted commas. You know that practically their heart, their desire, their taste buds, they were all in Egypt. And they desired the meat in Egypt. They desired the garlic in Egypt. They desired the watermelon of Egypt. I mean, they didn't like God's food. It's wonderful. I mean, they are delivered, but they are not free. That is the disposition of many believers. Delivered, but not free. They know Jesus Christ died for our sins, but they have no revelation of the person of Jesus. If you have a revelation of the person of Jesus, you can't help it but always to preach Jesus, to talk Jesus. Hallelujah. Always to reveal Jesus, because revelation of Jesus is indirectly your revelation. Hallelujah. Wow. That's why the Bible says, don't you know your own self? Don't you know your own self? 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. Don't you know your own self? How that Jesus is in you. Don't you know yourself? How Jesus is in you. He is your life. Hallelujah. Wow. So, you must not just have a relationship with Jesus. You must have fellowship with Jesus. It brings life to your mundane work life. I'm talking about secular work life. It brings life into the mundaneness of your life. Suddenly you can do the same thing repetitively, but there is life in it. Hallelujah. You can preach the same Jesus all the time, but there is life in it. Because his person, fellowshipping with him, it breaks the mundaneness of life. It brings what? It brings life into your life. The life of God zooms into your human life. Hallelujah. Wow. And that is it about the difference between deliverance and freedom. Many believers, they are delivered, yes, but they should be free. Hallelujah. That is why when Egypt, or Israel, I should say, was delivered out of Egypt, because they were slaves over there, they had to build certain capacities to be able to rule, to be able to access the promised land that had been prepared already for them. But how can slaves become rulers unless they build rulership capacity? That's why we are talking about what? Building rulership capacity. How can people who are slaves to sin, slaves to self, slaves to Satan, slaves to circumstances or situations, slaves to sickness, how can they suddenly become rulers over these things? They need to build capacity.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.